I'm Kevin Woolham. I'm from Connecticut. I'm president of our Connecticut Sheep Breeders Association.
Let's take a moment and talk about the sheep industry in your part of the country.
Small numbers, small flock size, but our flocks are getting larger, and we're getting more of them starting as the green movement's actually coming into and people worrying about where their food's coming from.
I was going to say, where is that growth taking place or what's driving it?
I think we've got a very good buy local campaign in the New England right now, and each state has it through their Department of Ags, and I think that's driving a fair amount of it on the buy local and know where your food is coming from.
So those people that are getting involved, are you finding the younger generation picking it up, or are there some folks that maybe even retired interested now?
We're finding it on both ends of the spectrum. A lot of youth as far as the 4-H and FFA programs, and also those that are getting towards that retirement and looking for something to do and a way to keep some of their land open that they may have been leasing out to another farmer or something to be haying or cropping.
So what kinds of questions are you getting from those folks when they're interested in getting started?
What they can do as far as marketing, what's available out there. We deal with an awful lot of niche markets in the Northeast, both our ethnic markets and our restaurant trades.
Yeah, you were saying that you don't have any trouble getting rid of either lamb or wool.
No, both are working very well. Because again, the back to green movement on a lot of the wool, a lot of the knitters and spinners are looking at natural fibers again. So on our high end fleeces, it's very easy to merchandise those. On our lamb, we're bringing in lambs from out of the region even to finish growing out in the Northeast to help satisfy our market.
Kevin, are there programs that ASI is funding that is helping you folks in Connecticut?
Yeah, they've got the Let's Grow program, which there is a percentage program of your flock you're trying to increase and build by. We've been using those, and they fund us as an association to help make use of that program, and the others, their mentoring program, which we've also taken advantage of to help our producers and especially young producers in the area.
Have you had any difficulty in finding those mentors to help out?
We've been lucky with our board and our association. Anybody that feels they've got anything to offer has been very willing to. We've got a very diverse board from few ladies that are just knitters and spinners on it to a couple that are actually veterinarians in the area.
You were also talking about when Lamb Jam came into your area and what enthusiasm that generated.
Did on both sides. As a producer, I went up to witness the one in Boston, and you just come out of there excited about being a producer in the industry because of the call for your product and seeing the younger generation that is now appreciating lamb. You know, the old World War II generation, you know, unfortunately we're losing them, but we're also losing some of their preconceived notions on how bad lamb is because of the mutton situation that they reserved during the war. And this is like a whole new eye-opening experience for these people in that 25 to 35 generation that have some money to spend on their different protein sources.
So how much room is there yet to grow in Connecticut?
Oh, it's our opportunity is endless right now. We've got a little bit of problem as far as is town, local town ordinances on how many acres they might need to have to farm in that. But the state itself, since the early 1900s, our amount of forest in the state has increased by 80%. All of that ground, if you start looking at it, there's rock walls all the way through it that used to be keeping sheep and small ruminants in, you know, as their perimeters. And we'd like, you know, really working at trying to get some of that ground back productive again and back into agriculture.
Kevin, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to bring us up to speed on the sheep industry there in Connecticut.
Thank you, Dave.